The Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Auditorium has undergone several renovations since it was dedicated in 1922. On December 4th, there will be an open house at the auditorium to showcase ongoing renovations to the community theater. Missy Crutchfield, Administrator of Education, Arts, and Culture for the City of Chattanooga, joins me with details. Tucked up into the third floor of the Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Auditorium is a space that was once the center of community theater in Chattanooga. The 700-seat theater was not included in the massive renovations of the 1980s. Instead, renovations on that community theater began in spring of 2010, with the hope of opening the space for public performances in the spring of 2013. To get a sneak peek at the spaces, you can come to the open house on Tuesday, December 4th.
The community theater has been around since Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Auditorium was built. The cornerstone reads November 11th, Veterans Day 1922. This is an historical building. The Tivoli is too. They're both 20s buildings, but the cornerstone being dedicated to veterans. I mean, from the beginning, this building existed for this purpose. Originally for veterans of World War I, and the last World War I vet passed 3-4 years ago, I think, and was rededicated in the 80s for veterans of all wars.
Education, Arts, and Culture is the department responsible for maintaining and operating the Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Auditorium and the Tivoli. Bringing the building up to ADA compliance has been a big part of the renovations to the community theater.
Where we realized that there was very little, if any, awareness about the community theater. This community theater at the top floor of Soldiers and Sailors has a special meaning connected with the building again, but also provides another space, an opportunity for a space. Almost 2 years ago, we literally closed it. It was completely out of ADA compliance. If you were in a wheelchair, if you were a vet coming back, returning from war, and you had a disability and couldn't walk, couldn't get on the escalator, then you have no access to get in your building. This building belongs to all of us, but is dedicated to soldiers and veterans. So that's really unconscionable. That started wearing on me. You lose sleep over these kinds of things. And before Mayor Robert Kirk Walker passed, he was meeting with us regularly, and he led that campaign in the 80s for the revitalization of the whole building, only it never got addressed, the community theater. So he was wearing out Mayor Littlefield, just making him promise that we were going to champion this, that this administration would fulfill that dream of his to completely renovate Soldiers and Sailors, as the Tivoli was in the 80s.
For Crutchfield, completing these renovations means more than just opening more space in the building. It is returning to the initial intent of the facility to honor veterans.
As you know, Rabbit, being a veteran yourself, a Navy vet, thank you. Thank you for your service. And that's what I learned, is one of the other most important things that we can do is thank our vets. These folks go out prepared to live and die and fight for our country. When you sign that line, when you make that commitment, you're making a commitment to fight. And if that means dying for your country, for our country, freedom isn't free. Sounds cliche. It means a lot. This is heavy stuff. This building exists for this. So in this renovation gave us an opportunity to think about revitalizing the mission, really pushing the idea that this is our Veterans Park. We don't really have one. And it also is a performance space.
The ribbon cutting to open the community theater is scheduled for February 28th, but next week's open house offers a sneak peek while bringing the community together for a holiday celebration.
December 4th, we have an open house. So people will be able to see the progress. The paint is done. Here we are at WUTC, and the colors, it's blue and gold. We're calling it a hard hat tour, and we're inviting all media, and you're going to be there with us. And look around the room, feel it, breathe it, envision what you can do in the space. We'll have a little kind of show to get people excited on all the ways that you can use the space. It's a much needed venue and space. You'll see the space, you'll see the colors, you won't see it completely renovated. You'll have to come back on February 28th for that, but you'll get what we're talking about. So 700 to 800 seats is this space, is what we're looking at. They're going to have benches, pews, fully padded, and this is really exciting stuff. People have not known or had given up on, or, you know, maybe just legend has it, there's a venue up there. You're going to see it, you're going to feel it, and you're going to want to be there.
The open house is not just for the media. The public is invited. And while you're there touring the renovated spaces, you can also participate in a Christmas tradition of providing gifts to local children in need.
We're partnering with the Marines, Toys for Tots. But the cool thing is that they've partnered with the First Responders, the Forgotten Child Fund. And that's huge thanks to all of our Hamilton County First Responders. And it makes sense, our First Responders and our Marines coming together and as a community with our contributions so that we can give those kids who are not fortunate enough to have a big Christmas or have a good Christmas, we're going to make it good for them. Together we can do that. Again, Chattanooga does that. We know how to do it. And we call it the Chattanooga Way. Everyone is welcome December 4th, 10 a.m. Come to the lobby of Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Auditorium, and we will escort you up. It's a season for giving. Give your gratitude. Give your gifts. Remember the children and be thankful for all that we have in Chattanooga.
Education, Arts, and Culture invites the public to an open house at the Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Auditorium on Tuesday, December 4th at 10 a.m. Bring a toy for Toys for Tots and the Forgotten Child Fund and get a chance to see the ongoing renovations to the community theater. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.